Okay. I decided to start GWA at a pretty good time, I think, for myself, since I am now officially on my weekend. And I am, as I have stated before, pretty lonely and frustrated. And so I figured I would do this 50 questions thing on my way to rehearsal. I just got asked to do a 20 questions thing with someone, so this will be a good warm-up for me to think of some questions. So I figured I would do this 50 questionnaire and let you guys know a little bit about me. And I'm gonna put this on Backstage as well, so the other creators can catch this as well in case they miss it. So all right, so Dante, 50 questions, let's do this. Does anyone in this community know your real name and identity? Absolutely not. I am a big fan and I love you all, but I need to keep this very separate from my life. All right, 2. Do you have a crush on a member of this community? I absolutely do. I don't understand how you couldn't. given the state of affairs that is the point of this Reddit alone. I mean, I have 2 very strong crushes, let's put it that way. Well, let's say a top 3. We'll do a top 3. I won't tell you who, though. Let's see. Next one. Who would you have sex with if you were given total consent? Who would I have sex with? I mean, are we stretching this to fictional characters? Are we stretching this to celebrities? I mean, the list is vast. For all you youngins out there who think that Ian Somerhalder started Damon Salvatore and is the end all be all of Damon Salvatore, I have a rude awakening for you. He's been around since the 80s. Not that I am that old, but he's been around longer than you've been alive, and we knew each other before you were born. So there's that, along with Julian from The Forbidden Game, which is an L.J. Smith series that I read at the same time as Vampire Diaries when I was that age. Julian is the main character there, and he's Jareth Light, and he's great. And if you like Vampire Diaries and Secret Circle and all the L.J. Smith stuff from back in the day, I suggest that you find The Forbidden Game. I believe that all 4 of them are now in 1 paperback that you can buy, and it's a really great read, and it's the first books that I cried in. All right, so that is not just Damon and Julian, are you kidding me? Me and Spike from Buffy the Vampire Slayer have been married since 1997. He doesn't know that. James Marsters and I are happily married as well. He also does not know that. We have a good polyamorous relationship, considering I've spoken to him 3 times in my life, I think. Current people that I would fuck. Tom Hiddleston's been top of the list for a minute. I've been going through a lot mentally, emotionally in the last couple months, and so I've been bulking up my Tom Hiddleston viewing. If you are a fan, The Night Manager was truly a great miniseries, but also if you are a Tom Hiddleston simper, obsessed with him, want to fuck him, you need to watch it. Benedict Cumberbatch, of course. And who British pink eyes, can you notice? Book Lestat. Book Lestat is a different, it hits different. It hits different than Stuart Townsend. It hits different than Tom Cruise. There is only one Lestat, and he exists solely on paper, and I truly believe that. Oh, God. The things I would do to him. Things he would do to me. Let's be honest. Let's be real with each other. Jareth. Labyrinth. Come on now. He inspired the sexual awakening of millions. Try to think of somebody who isn't British. Ivy, come on. I'm just stuck in British mode. In Irish mode. Cillian Murphy is absolutely gorgeous. And if you've seen Breakfast on Pluto, you need to. It is one of the greatest movies I've ever seen. And he is devastatingly beautiful as a lady. And it's just, oh God. I need to think of somebody not British. somebody not from the United Kingdom or Australia. Oh man, I'm taking forever on this question. Michael Keaton. I still have a thing for Michael Keaton. He is the number one Batman. He will always be my Batman. And when he gets unhinged, it's delicious. Kate McKinnon. Oh my God. Kate McKinnon. I would... the things I would give, the prices I would pay to be her girlfriend. I'm talking full girlfriend experience here. Like, I want to be in her life. Samara Weaving. I know, Australian. I know. But she is so talented. I have a thing for talent. I don't know what to call that. Not sapiosexual, but I get talent boners, and I get a huge talent boner with her. Not only does she have the biggest, prettiest eyes I've ever seen in my life. Natasha Demetrio. Dang it. Another fucking British one. Stick to... If you can't think of American, go Canadian, Ivy. Half the cast of Letterkenny. Let's be honest. I'm going to stop with this question. I'm just rambling at this point. Okay, so next question. Have you given or received anal in real life? I have not given. I have received it one time. And it was... blindingly lovely and sent me into pure primal mode, but it was like two thieves passing in the night. I have not been able to get to a point where I can enjoy anal again since then. I was well and truly exhausted and spent by the time we got to anal the one time, and so my body was so relaxed and tapped out that it was fantastic. That was several years ago, and I have not been able to recapture that magic, let's say. Would you rather give or receive oral sex? That's a good question, because I love them both so much. On the whole, I give more often for whatever you have between your legs, whatever it might be. I'm pansexual. I don't think I've said that yet. I don't know if it's a self-conscious thing, because I have a healthy self-hatred for myself. But yeah, I guess giving, just because that seems to be what I do more often. I absolutely love getting it. I absolutely love receiving it. I just don't expect it. How about that? Okay. So, next one. What is your favorite tag? What is my favorite tag? I mean, I've been on an M4F kick, I will say. I've definitely been mainly dickly lately. I love darker stuff. I love fantasy stuff. I guess fucking. There needs to be fucking. Whether it's mind fucking or otherwise, that tends to be the first thing that I will zero in on, and then we will go from there. Let's see. Is there a tag you'd really want to try writing or recording? I mean, I literally just started 48 hours ago, guys. There's so much that I would like to record. Writing is trepidatious for me. I used to write fanfic back in the day. I used to write my own original fiction back in the day. And I'm still trying to get my muse back for that. It's been a very long time since I've written anything. But I figure if anybody or anything is going to inspire me to write, it will be GWA and erotic ASMR. So don't count me out entirely. But recording, I would like to flex my dom muscles a bit, just because I tend not to flex them very much in my real life, switch as I am. I do so love to be dominated, but it is really delicious to get somebody under my foot. Anyway, you will probably see mostly female subcontent from me, and a specific tag that I want to record. I mean, I'm a vampire slut. I'm just gonna be honest. No, I do not consider that one vampire tale to be a vampire story. Darker shit. I don't know if I have the guts. Consensual, non-consent, all that kind of stuff. It is one of my dirtiest secrets, and I just don't know if I have the guts to record it. I'd also love to do collabs. That will be further in the future, just because I most definitely barely can get the audios posted, let alone add sounds for you guys, and, you know, fix audio and do all the nice stuff so I sound professional. So that will be very far in the future, doing collabs and stuff, but I am definitely interested in trying it at some point. Let's see here, next one. Am I a member of the Mile High Club? I am not, and God bless you if you are. I mean, I've only flown in America. I I don't know if I don't know if airport bathrooms are just as small everywhere. I'm assuming that they are. I don't understand how someone can get it together enough to join the Mile High Club in this day and age. I mean, everybody notices everything you're doing on a plane. Everybody is clocking everybody that goes to the bathroom. Yes, there's under the blanket stuff, but I mean, yeah, no, I have not joined the Mile High Club. Have I ever fucked in a car? Yes, I have. Several times. And it's fine as long as you've got room. And if you are good at Twister, it can be a bit thrilling, but, I don't know. It's whatever to me. Let's see. Do I gravitate to rougher audios or more vanilla content? Rougher audios. No question. I would say if I even tried to listen to vanilla right now, I would cry. I am too soft. I'm too soft in the emotional department to be listening to vanilla stuff. That being said, I rarely am vanilla in my real life, so why would I listen to vanilla stuff? I have been in the BDSM community for, God, I'm not going to say how many years, but it's always been in me. It's always been in my blood. I don't know why, you know, I am programmed that way. So yeah, it's rough for me. Let's see. Does anyone in your real life know that you write or record here? No. What is your favorite ice cream flavor? Ice cream flavor. I mean, it vacillates. I'm going to say cookies and cream, I think. If I was to be 100% honest, it would be a discontinued flavor of Ben & Jerry's called Festivus, A Holiday for the Rest of Us, and it was based on a Seinfeld episode, and it had, like, a gingerbread caramel ribbon through it, cookie bits. It was ridiculous. It was the best thing ever. It was out for only one Christmas season, and I wish they would reincarnate it. Do you pronounce aunt as aunt or aunt? I'm American trash. I say aunt. Name your favorite video game, if any. Donkey Kong Country, because it was one of the few video games that I played. It was probably the one I was most dedicated to, and it's the only game that I have tried to purchase in further game systems when I have game systems in the house. So it would either be that or the South Park games. I am not a big gamer. I do not function well with modern day technology. God, I'm dating myself with this fucking questioner. I'm not that old. I promise you guys, I'm not that old. I'm on the cusp, let's just put it that way, of, you know, video game shit. I can do side to side. I cannot do the two dials and, like, one operates your head and the other one operates your trigger and this and that. Like, it's too much. I can't brain it. So I'm good with puzzle games on my phone. I'm good with 2D, I guess. 2D games. Can you juggle three balls for 1 minute? I cannot juggle a single ball in a purely vanilla fashion, of course. No, I don't know how to juggle. What is your single best talent? If you can't think of just one, pick a favorite. I guess I would say singing. I haven't been too confident in it lately. I am a professional performer, but I got my tonsils out last year, and that combined with not having regular voice lessons, I am right in my head about a lot of stuff, and singing is 98% mental. So I know that my voice is capable, but my brain has locked off a couple things here and there to make it shaky, and then my consciousness thinks I can't do it, but I know I can. It's fucked. It's a mind fuck. Haha. Okay. I also act. I'm an ex-dancer. I had a car accident several years ago, so I have not been as kind to my body in terms of activity as I should be, but I am working on at least starting a yoga routine to try and be kind to my body. What direction are you facing right now? North, south, east, or west? Okay, well, I'm driving north. Well, I'm headed north. Right now I'm driving west, but I'm about to start being north in about 5 minutes here. Let's see. If you threw a brick to your left, what would be damaged? My car window and nothing else. There's no cars or anything beside me. What is your alcoholic drink of choice? A Greyhound, because you can't taste the alcohol. And I love grapefruit. What alcoholic drink will I never drink again? Absinthe was not pleasant. It was not a pleasant experience. I don't know if I entirely was served it correctly, but it is definitely the only drink that I have ever sent back, because I couldn't do it. Can you or do you drink alcohol straight? For example, whiskey, scotch, okay. Yes, I am not a fan of the taste of alcohol, but if I'm trying to get drunk, I am not opposed to a strong drink or two, a shot, you know, several shots, whatever it might be. And my last few partners have been huge scotch fans, so it just comes with the territory. Have you ever had drunken sex? If so, how did it go? I'm sure I have. I'm not a big drinker, but I've had my phases. I think of one in particular that did not go well, just because I was invited into a couple, and the lady of the couple did not appreciate how well I sucked her guy's dick. Did not appreciate that I could throw the hammer down as well as I did. And so all of a sudden there was a lot of talking, a lot of confusion, and I was kicked out of the bedroom. Sorry that I was drunk and ready to play. They're no longer together, by the way. And I was with him for several years. Okay. Favorite sex position? Least favorite sex position? Favorite sex position would be missionary. It sounds basic and stupid, but I love the helplessness of it. I love to get my hips pinned down in it. I love to have my arms bound above my head in it. I love eye contact. Eye contact's a big one for me. What else? You just have more access to each other, missionary style, I feel. I get contact with my clit 9 times out of 10. I mean, missionary people, you know, people can laugh all they want, but like, it's the way to go, man. Least favorite, I would say, is reverse cowgirl in chair. I have never, not once, on any style of chair, any style of couch, any height of the seat, have I ever found a comfortable position to do such a thing. And it just, it's more trouble for me than it's worth for me. I'm sure it looks great on the masculine side of things. That being said, I'm playing dirty ballet. My legs are cramping up and I'm uncomfortable, and I very much would just rather be on my hands and knees doing doggy style, because you're one step away from doing it anyway in that position. Okay. Next one. Are you currently a dom, sub, or switch? I'm a switch. Do you listen to audios opposite from your own sexual preference? Well, I'm a switch. So, ultimately, it's all gravy to me. Do you listen to audios? Have you had a same-sex erotic experience in real life? Yes, I was with my girlfriend for 5 years. I've also played and had plenty of encounters with feminine-presenting people. I mean, that's the answer to that. Do you believe that highly sexual people have a better understanding of human anatomy than the general public? I would not say so. I think it depends entirely upon the person. I mean, you can be highly sexual and dumb as a box of hair. I mean, you can be highly sexual and not understand how a woman's period works. I mean, just because you like a lot of fucking does not mean that you know general anatomy at all. So yeah, I do not think that is the case at all. Let's see. Next question. What brought you to this community? I was on TikTok. I joined TikTok out of spite against Trump. And I tried it a few times in the past and had not really gotten the hang of it. And then, I don't know, spite is a great motivator. I definitely just caught on and I've been having a great time. And I heard one of my crushes audio on a video, and I went, just pump the brakes. This is a thing that exists. Like, people just do this for fun. Okay. And then I eventually found Gone Wild Audio. This has all occurred in the past, I'm going to be generous and say month and a half. It might be less time than that. And then here I am talking to all of you lovely people. Let's see. What keeps you here? The content. I mean, guys write and perform content that I cannot find anywhere else. Period. Point blank, period. That is the first reason. Now that I have started posting, the attention that I'm getting is intoxicating. I got a few personalized audios sent to me that were delicious. Oh, they were delicious. I love having that power. But ultimately, now that I'm recording, everyone has been so supportive and nice. I mean, I know that my audio is not the best in terms of quality. I know that I don't know any of the fanciness that I would love to do for you guys, like special effects and background sound, like all that stuff. I don't know how to do that. But along with the people who are obviously getting a lot of physical enjoyment out of it, there have been just as many people who have been just downright supportive of it as an art form. And I am an artist myself. I am a frustrated actor in the middle of the pandemic, who was frustrated before that. So it's really nice to meet the people who really take care and look at this as an art form. So it's been very nice to meet all of you. It's like when I walked into my home dungeon for the first time in LA. It feels like home. That's so soft and fluffy. Sorry, you guys. If a laid-back family member found your account and heard your audios or your scripts, how would you describe why you do it? Good question. I don't know. There are people that in my personal life that I wouldn't mind if they knew. I'm just not gonna go run off and be like, hey, listen to I think I just be real. It's a artistic outlet. It's helping me with my voice acting abilities. I am hoping that it will teach me enough on audio that I can start doing my own voice acting work and be able to snag an agent in real life. I have a pretty basic and not very exciting voiceover reel that's mainly just ads. And I would very much like to get into characters, read audiobooks. I would be completely chill if I was making my living doing voice acting. So a lot of that is also in this day and age being able to produce the content yourself, and I don't know how to do that, and I'm hoping that this will push me. So that would be another reason why I would say, but ultimately the people that I think would be laid back enough to find it and come to me about it, I'd be fine with them knowing. Let's see. Can you whistle a tune? If so, please whistle a tune. Well, I'm on my way to rehearsal, so let me take a quick drink of water here. Thank you for joining me on this long ride, by the way, guys. So, I will whistle a tune from the show that I'm rehearsing. If you guys can guess what it is, how about that? Chopsticks. Yes, I can. Do you say soda, pop, coke, or another word to describe a soft drink? I say pop. It is pop. I will fight you on this. What was the last concert I attended pre-pandemic? Honestly, it was so long ago. I tend to see musicals more than concerts. So the last musical I saw was Hamilton. It was my Christmas present, and they toured my city, and so I got to go see it, and it was as transformative as I it was going to be. I cried three times at least. Let's see. People I'd like to see in concert. Lindsey Stirling, Panic at the Disco, Lady Gaga, the Dresden Dolls. Billie Eilish. I think Queen Herbie would be damn cool. Tenacious D, Richard Cheese. I've seen 30 Seconds to Mars. I've seen She Wants Revenge. I know I'm forgetting people that I'm obsessed with. Hobo Johnson. If we can do Living or Dead, David Bowie. Let's see. Have you ever punched another person in the face? No, I have not. Have you ever kicked a man in the balls? No, I have not, but I have, you know, accidentally fucked up some balls in my lifetime. definitely did not mean to, not in a sexual manner. Do you vote in your country? Absolutely. Why or why not? I'm not going here, especially with election day tomorrow. I'm not doing it. Let's see. Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, yes or no? Peanut butter and honey is where it's at for me. Jelly is just way too sweet. Broccoli, yes or no? Yes. Broccoli actually was a staple of my diet for a very long time because I was trying to keep my weight down, and there was a Chinese place near my apartment in New York that had the best steamed broccoli and sauce that I could dip the broccoli in. Okay. Butter or margarine? Honestly, don't think about it very much. I use both of them. Vegetarian, vegan, or carnivore? Carnivore. Favorite cartoon as a child? I mean, there were many. The one that held on the longest was probably Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. But I also was a big fan of Rainbow Bright, Jim and the Holograms, She-Ra. Darkwing Duck. Gargoyles. Ah, Gargoyles. It's on Disney Plus. If you haven't watched Gargoyles, you don't know what the fuck is up. Okay, let's see. And the classics like Scooby-Doo and Wacky Races and Space Ghost. Space Ghost Coast to Coast, of course, but Space Ghost, like original Space Ghost. And Hawkman and all that. Okay. Do you think cheaters will lean towards cheating? I blissfully have not had to deal with this very much, if at all. I don't know. I know people who are chronic cheaters. I know people who did not have a healthy relationship and fell for someone else while still in a relationship. I think it's on a case-by-case basis, ultimately. Let's see here. Let's see. What is your favorite part of sex? I'm demisexual and sapiosexual, which is probably why I like erotic ASMR so much. It's 90% mental for me. So I would say the do we want to call it ambiance? No. The ambiance helps. A teasing, I guess. A foreplay. Teasing. Everything that builds up to the moment of climax. On a mental level. On a sensual level. I like to have skin that's so sensitized that it hurts to touch. Good growl or dirty something in the ear. Done. Done for. Pretty sure I have come from a person's voice alone. So yeah, I guess all of the teasing and foreplay that leads up to and knowing that that person is so turned on with me. I have a hard time connecting that to be turned on by me. But I know I can turn a person on physically with the right attention, let's just say. I just, like I said, not a big fan of how I look. So let's see. Performers. Use one word to describe how you feel doing sexy mouth sounds. I feel self-conscious. I don't want it to sound too smacky. And that is difficult when you are making things up. about that. I feel a little silly. See, writers, I haven't written anything yet. Vagina eaters, what is the best technique for driving a woman crazy? Oh, it varies from woman to woman, but if you don't know where the clit is, I can't help you, bro. I can't. I don't know how much easier it can be to find it, A. Don't understand why there's such a... why it's such a mythic part of the body. I mean, that's my tension usually when I'm eating pussy. I also pay attention to the nipples. That doesn't have anything to do with specifically pussy eating, but I have made someone come just from nipples. I guess that's my secret weapon then. You know, if I'm trying to unlock the pussy in my face, I'll play with the nipples a little bit while I try and figure it out. Let's see. Cocksuckers, what is your best technique? Keeping you on your toes. I do not want you to know what I'm going to do next. So if I'm going slow, I will suck you down my throat with no pretense, just to make your soul jump out of your body. Because that gives me an intense amount of pleasure on a power level. But yeah, just I to get you to the point of wanting to come, I would say keeping you on your toes. When I want you to come, rhythm. Let's see. Do you currently have a stuffed animal or action figure? I have a lot of stuffed animals. I'm a big kid at heart. Maybe I'm a little, I've never experienced it. I don't know if I have that on a sexual level. You know, saying daddy in bed is about as far as I get with that sexually, I think. But I do collect toys. I do. I'm a nerd. I'm a giant nerd. Currently, the stuffy that I've been hugging at night is a Squishmallow that is, I think, a llama. It's hard to say. Just because it is a Squishmallow, so it is a blob, a tie-dye blob with horn on his head. Unicorns are my number one animal. Let's see. Last question. All right. Think of all the most important and famous landmarks of the world. Which one would you want to fuck someone on? I mean, I'm a horrible human being, and the first thing that comes to mind is Christ the Redeemer. That's so fucked up. That have caught my eye that are low special effects, and you know, maybe I'll write. I'm not holding myself to that or pushing myself to that, but trying to think if I have something short and sweet brewing in my head that I can maybe expound on. And okay, I guess that's it. Bye.